Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy. Yes, Grandpa. Go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
Hello, this is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, coming to you today in my not mobile, mobile studio. Sitting here in the parking lot, just looking out at the beautiful sky in Chattanooga, Tennessee right now. It's not too cold, not too warm. It's almost just right. But how's it doing where you're doing over wherever you are? Hope you're all right. Hope you're doing good. And I am here to bring you another episode, and this episode is going to be a little heavy, a little deep, a little meditative, but I thought to do it today because something happened that I'm going to share with you, and maybe you should be thinking about some things as well, and if it helps you, I hope so, because it kind of helped me, and I think I like Bobby the Boomer because this here show helps me to self-encourage and self-meditate and self-evaluate. Yeah, sometimes we need to do that. Sometimes we need a little voice. I got the voice inside my head. Hopefully it's a voice of reason, and hopefully sometimes it's even the Holy Spirit. We're hoping for the good things, not them bad voices. No, no, no. We want the good voices to steer us straight. So, what do we want to talk about today? The episode, or the title of the episode today, is When Dreams Die. I know. Wah, 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 wah. That's kind of a sad title, and I was a little bit sad when I came up with the title because I was going through something, and I had to make a decision, and I had to decide something that I had dreamed all way back from when I was a bitty, bitty, baby, bitty, 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 little baby boomer. Baby, baby, yeah, remember? No Porky the Pig. Yeah, ebity, bitty, that's all, folks, but we're not finished yet. So, anyhow, When Dreams Die, way back when I was a little itty, bitty, baby boomer, maybe not so itty, bitty, I was in junior high school. It was the hippie days. Remember that, baby boomers? We had the 60s and 70s going through the hippie days. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, peace, love, and all that. Had the Vietnam War going on, so you had a lot of conflict there with the two groups, peaceniks and the war hawks. And the adults, our parents, thought that it was the end time. Jesus was coming any minute now because of the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and surely that marriage you wanted was going to destroy our nation. Well, we're still here. We're not perfect. No, no, no. That's another episode that's another episode I'm going to do later when perfect is not perfect. I said in a previous episode that I was going to do a show on that, but I come up with this show too. But today I want to insert this episode, When Dreams Die, because, well, when was he going to get to that? I bet you was you wondering about that? Well, I finally get into the story of the day. When I was in my teens, I was going through the hippie days. Yeah, everybody, a lot of the young ones, we had long hair. The guys had long hair, and we liked growing it long. It was kind of a rebellious act to the societal norms, you know, nice clean haircuts, crew cuts. Yeah, well, I had my hair growing long. So did my brother, my older brother. He had his hair growing long, and I had my hair growing long, and my daddy gave me a hard time. I don't know why I didn't give my brother a hard time, because my brother's hair was longer than mine, but my daddy gave me a hard time. I was the third child of three. There was my sister, then my brother, Freddie Jr. There's a little hint there why he got a little favoritism. And then there was the me, third one out, and anyhow, so my daddy's giving me a hard time about my hair, always saying, what are you, a girl? What are you, a pansy? What are you, wimpy, dimpy? What's wrong with you with that long hair? What do you want to be, a princess? What's up with that? And he'd give me a hard time about that. So, even though he never said a word to my brother, whose hair was longer than mine, he'd give me a hard time, give me a hard time, and finally, I went and got a haircut. Got my hairs cut, all of them, in a barbershop. Bet my my best friend $5 that I would get a crew cut. And then when I went to get the haircut, not only did I get $5 from a friend, Barbara was so delighted since he hadn't done, this was back in 73, I believe, so he hadn't done a crew cut since the 60s. He was so happy, he gave it to me free. So I got a free haircut, $5, and I thought, oh boy, now I'm going to go home and make my daddy happy. And I went home, and what happened? My dad looked at me and he said, why'd you cut your hair so short? So you can't win one way or another. But there, the dream part was way back when I was very much in love and enamored with the Native Americans. Liked the way of life, liked how they were interwoven and lived with nature. Thought they got a rare deal from the settlers when they come here and it's like took the land and treated them wrong. They talk about reparations. And I think if I want to do reparations in this nation, the first thing we need to do as a nation is to make amends to the Native Americans. Yes, I think they were done terribly wrong. Anyhow, so I was going to grow my hair down to my waist as long as I could grow it. That was my dream. That was the dream, to be like the Native Americans. And I know the biblical stories and a lot of other cultures have associated hair with great strength and power. Native Americans did that, and so did, they talked about Samson. When you were Nazarite, the Nazarites in the Bible, they didn't cut their hair. It was making a vow to God about something. Well, Samson, remember Samson and Delilah? Yeah, Samson grew his hair long, and with it came a bunch of strength. Yeah, so there's a cultural little story about that, but I just thought it was really cool. So, I had that dream, and then I went in the military, and they don't let you have long hair in the military, so even though I was on my own and away from my dad, I could grow my hair as long as I wanted to, but not in the military because they had rules and regulations too. So I held off until I got out. Well, I've had my hair long, had my hair short, had my hair long, had my hair short. Part of it was because I was rebelling against my dad because he said, you can't have long hair. What's wrong with you? And then society kind of mad at them a little bit, so I thought I'd do that. But then I would be reading the Bible, and in the Bible it talks about men not supposed to be having long hair. I'm not going to get into the debate about that. I'm not going to get into the whole theological study. I believe it had something to do more with the church in Corinth. And I would go back and forth on that. And then I'd read a little bit more of the context. And I'm not going to get into a big theological study on that. And I'm not going to judge one way or another. I'm just going to say for myself personally, I thought I wasn't supposed to. Then I thought it was okay. Then I thought I wasn't supposed to. Then I thought it was okay. Anyhow, I got to the point where I finally was growing it. Not too many years ago, had it down probably middle of my back. It was pretty good, actually, as far as my dream going. It was working out, even though my hair, I'm in my 60s now, and my hair is getting thinner, and it doesn't grow as fast and grow as long as if it did when I was younger. So when I cut it, I got to start from scratch, and it takes me a whole lot longer to grow it long than it does when I was younger. Yeah. But anyhow, so I remember one time, well, a side story, a few years back, I was in a store and they got the cameras and the monitors, and I was standing in line waiting to check out, and I was looking at the monitor and I saw this fella standing in line, and I looked and I said, man, that guy has some beautiful silver hair. And I moved a little bit, and the guy in the camera and the monitor moved, and then I moved again, and then I waved my hand. I said, well, that's me. Yeah. So I was on the way to grow my hair a couple years back, getting it back pretty good down in the middle of my back. And then the Lord said, you know what? You doing that, even though your daddy's been gone since the 1980s, you're not growing your hair to live your dream. You're growing your hair to spite your father. You're still mad at him. You still haven't forgiven him for what he did to you when you was young. And so I felt the Lord was telling me, until you can forgive your daddy, you ain't doing right. So I cut my hair, prayed a whole bunch, and I don't know how long it took, but after I actually really, for real and sincerely forgave my daddy, I started growing my hair again. Well, I had a little nubbin, I guess you'd call it. I've been growing it for the last year or so, and I had it down a little bit past it. You know where, I call it the marmoset stage. Your hair gets to where it just flies all over the place. You know how the marmoset has the hair that comes towards the front of their face? Yeah, well, the sides of my hair wasn't long enough to pull back, so it was kind of flying all over the place. And the back had just a little tiny, it was more like a pig tail, not a ponytail. Anyhow, I was on my way doing that, and I got to thinking, you know what? This is not really as fun as it was when I was younger to live the dream, and I'm kind of getting tired of having to wash and mess with it all the time, and I'm getting a little older and get the old itchy scalp, and you got to brush it and fiddle with it, and some of you baby boomer ladies know that long hair is kind of a pain, right? Some of you guys, you do have long hair, it's kind of a pain, isn't it? So, I'm not shaving my head. I know some fellas shave their head, but then you're in the dilemma. You gotta shave your head every day so you don't look like a prickly pear. What do you call those? Kiwi! Yeah! If you shave your head, you gotta keep shaving it because the little sprouts come up and then you look like a kiwi, and that kind of looks weird. So you gotta either wear a ball cap all the time or buy a wig, or I don't know. I don't want to mess with shaving my head. Plus, I look like an egg or a turtle. I don't want to do that. Someday I'll put up Bobby the Boomer pictures and you'll know what I'm talking about. But until then, some of y'all that know me, you know way back when I was younger in the Marines and stuff. Yeah, when I had that hair all the way cropped down to nothing, I kind of look like a turtle. Turtle with glasses. Anyhow, so, let's see. What was I talking about? Anyway, so, I was looking at my hair just recently and thinking about it, and I did some praying, and I went through the scriptures again, and I rehearsed it. Yes, I did forgive my daddy, and it's okay. I didn't feel bad about it, and all that, and then I got to thinking, you know what? This just isn't... Sometimes, I guess the point, here's the point. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Here is the point I'm trying to make. Sometimes there's things that we really wanted to do when we were younger. There was a dream that we were dreaming, and we wanted to accomplish it. Whether it was a small dream like me just growing my hair long, or whether it's a big dream like being a gazillionaire, or being a movie star, or being a professional football, baseball player, professional ballerina, concert pianist. Some of those dreams we've had since we were young, baby boomers. And it just don't look like it's happening. Whether we don't have the money, we don't have the time, we don't have the skills, we don't have the energy, we don't have the strength anymore. Sometimes we have to reevaluate our dreams, and we have to wonder whether or not we should just let the dream die. So when do dreams die? Well, I guess it'll die when you let it die, or when you stop dreaming that dream, or wanting to accomplish that dream, because there's a lot of dreams we need to hold on to. There's some dreams, I know I've talked about it in past episodes, that we need to keep dreams alive. Some of the dreams we had, we don't need to give up on them. We should go for them, especially when we're coming towards the end of our life. Maybe we should do that bucket list and live the dreams that we dreamed. But this is a dream that was one of those where, you know, sometimes we have some dreams where it's either not feasible, realistic, or it's just not as meaningful as it used to be to us. It doesn't mean as much. It's not as important. And the going after it is more of a nuisance or more of a hassle and less enjoyable than it would have been earlier if you were really excited and hepped up or hyped up about it. And that's how I came with my hair. You know, I like getting up and I like just brushing my hair and going out to work. And that's the stage where I got to with my hair. I was growing it out. It was growing pretty good, but it started to be more of a hassle than it was important for me to grow it out. Sometimes we're willing to put up with a whole lot for a dream that we really want to accomplish. But I just kind of got to think, you know, I'm in my 60s and I really don't need to prove anything to anybody. I don't have to rebel against society or, you know, be a hippie, and I don't have to relive the days when we were growing up, and I don't have to do all that. And I still love Native Americans. Yes, I do. And I don't have to grow my hair long like them to love and appreciate them and their culture and some of their customs and things. I don't have to do that. I can still do that without having to grow my hair long. Yeah, I can have a different kind of appreciation and to respect without having to follow. Sometimes we like doing things because we want to be like certain people. Like I went in the Marines to be like my big brother. And I went in the Army to be like my daddy. You know, we follow our heroes around trying to be like them. Anyhow, so I just thought I would tell you this here little story. Hope it wasn't boring. Hope you got a little chuckle out of the little insights in and out and things like that. And I hope it meant something. Somehow you got something out of it to where, hey, maybe you're going through something. You're saying, is this even worth me pursuing anymore? Is this something I actually really want to do? Is it really as important now as it it was when I was younger, or is it something I can just let die? Let it sleep the sleep of death, so to speak. So that's what I have for you today. I hope, like I said, I hope it was helpful, and I hope you will come back for the very next episode of Bobby the Boomer. And until then, I'll just say goodbye and God bless.